Okay, I think it's just us. I don't know.
Adam's not
Adam's, up. Adam's coming. Yeah, here, there he is. He's here. Okay, fine. So. What do we have? We have your Hekesh between Lesefa Luchomets and Shiva Shalom Tefel of Matzis. So first of all, Gemara learns out from this Hekesh that Ayres V'Deichen, you're not Yaisi Chavis Matzis with Ayres V'Deichen, because since it's not Bola Dechimut, we pass him not like Reich Menui, it's not Bola Dechimut, and that's apparently an empirical fact, that Ayres V'Deichen are not Bola Dechimut, at least the way that Luchomets saw the facts. So therefore, you're not Yaisi Chavis Matzis. You know, it's like this massive. That's one halacha that we learn out from this hekesh. Then there's another halacha that we learn out that Rav Papa wanted to learn out from the hekesh. This does not pan out because the Gemara brought a member from Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said that an isish that was nilish, with Yain Shemin and Rash, ain chayavin al chimutz karas. So Rav Papa thought, what's the reason for that? They thought it's from the same hekesh, but now this time it's running the other direction. Not from chametz to matzah, but from matzah to chametz. Since in Israel is nilish b'yayin shemen v'rash, you're not yotzei chayvus matzah, because it's matzah shira. So v'adin, that you're not, oh, there's no chiyuv karas. It doesn't go into the leisechel of chametz. It doesn't go into the yisir of leisechel of chametz. Chayil chiyuv papa doesn't go into the lab at all. It's a hekesh that is nismayed from the chayil. The hekesh says nismayed from the lab entirely, not just from the karas. That would stand to reason if it's from the hekesh. The loshen of Reish Lakish was in chayil and nothing but karas. Many rishonim hold the maskanas of Gemara that the reason for Reish Lakish is because Meiteri say machmitzim. A lot of Rishonim hold, including Rashi and Dachman the Rav Madal, that Reish Lakish, the Reish Lakish never meant Ali B'Demes, that it's not Meiteres and Machmitz, that when Reish Lakish, that doesn't mean Meiteres and not Machmitz at all. And not Machmitz, Chimutz Gomer, the Yishuv Chayat Koras. If Chomus Nukshet is, a lav there is, the lav of Chomus Nukshet, a kol Machmitz, place the Chaylu, you have. I'm a little putting the cart before those, but, you know, let me finish reading the Gemara, then we'll come back to this look with it. So Rav Papa wants to say it's because of this, let's talk about it later, just remind me. So Rav Papa says it's because of this hekesh. We have a hekesh, matzah to chametz, chametz to matzah. So since by mitzvah's matzah, there's a din of lechem, you're not related with matzah shira. So by the din, by the yisr chametz, there's no lab on chametz that was in English, v'yayin, and shemen, v'tvash. No, there's no lab for eating matzah. But Reish Lakish said there's no karas. I don't know what Rav Papa thought about the lab. What Reish Lakish said is that there's no karas. Rav Papa thinks that the pshat in Reish Lakish is because of this hekesh. So what's our Papa saying? He seems to be saying, this is hekesh, that in order to be over the Yisr Chametz, it has to be lechem with the Gidrei Matzah. It has to be, of course it's Chametz, so it's not good for Matzah because it's Chametz. But other than that, it has to be the same as Gidrei Matzah. If Matzah can't be Matzah Shira, so Chametz can't be Chametz Asher. If it's Chametz Asher, so then you're not Chayim. So what if it's not lechem at all? What if I have chametz that's not lechem at all? A mashal, it was never baked. Lechem has to be baked. Most rishonim hold that Most rishonim hold that if you have an isa that you cook, so it's not lechem. Spaghetti. Most of you try to hold that it's not chayim chal. Because it was cooked, it wasn't baked. It's not lechem. There's no bracha on spaghetti. Even if you can eat sudan it, because it's not lechem. There is a sheet there, and the Tam holds that if it's a blila ova, so even if you don't bake it, it still has a din of a lech. Blila ova means it's like a thick dough, not a pouring dough, like a cake dough, not like a cake batter, but like a dough that you make bread out of. But let's say a cake batter. You have a cake batter and you didn't bake it, you cooked it. Like, I don't know, what would be a mussel, something like that. I don't know, whatever. You have a cake batter, you know, a soft batter, and then you fried it, you deep fried it. And it's kind of dumpling or something.
A donut.
You deep fried it. And it was a blila raka. So l'chol adeis, that's not lechem. You could be kamei sudan, you can take tomorrow, it's not lechem, it's not chayv and chala. L'chol adeis. So is it noisy chometzana? Or to a papa? Okay. That would stand to reason. Fear of papa is one of an issue. At least chorus. I don't know if papa's what a papa thinks about the lab, but at least chorus, it's very surprising. So how do you understand this mishnayis? We have a lot of mishnayis and gemaras about an isur that's going to become chametz, and if it's going to become chametz, you're not allowed to have it around. I have a mishnah. Where is the mishnah? Where's that Mishnah?
It's on Mem-Vav.
Mem-Vav. Hey, we'll get very good. Hey, Sim, Fish Nechala Batum will be on. The problem over here is going to be mafresh tchal in his tummy. You can't bake it because it's not eichel nefesh because nobody could eat it. You can't bake it because it's right because not eichel nefesh. And if you're not going to bake it, it's going to become chametz, and then you can't have it around. So Mishnah has a shy what to do. Various aces what to do. What's the problem? Don't bake it, leave it around. If you don't bake it, it won't become bread. If you won't become bread, you won't be yotzi chayvis matzah. And even if it will become bread, but chayvis matzah for sure you're not yotzi. You're not yotzi chayvis matzah with an isa. If you eat an isa, you're not yotzi chayvis matzah. That I think is almost, it has to be baked to be a matzah. If you eat raw dough, I don't think anybody says that you're yotzi chayvis matzah. So if you're not yotzi chayvis matzah, so according to your papa, there's no isa. There's no issue chametz. So what's the problem with having it around? So Mestama, the answer is that our Papa is only talking about, our Papa is not talking about Rabbi Yimotzei. When it says, when it says, that's not limited to something that you're Yitzchak Chavis Matzah. The Moshul Sa'ar, there's a Rabbi Yimotzei and Sa'ar, you're not Yitzchak Chavis Matzah if you eat Sa'ar. So it's probably also not, I imagine, you're not Yitzchak Chavis Matzah if you just ate plain Sa'ar. The Sa'ar is like sourdough. Very strong. In the olden days before they had the yeast like we have. How did you make a challah? How do you make a bread? You had a piece of dough that was very, very yeasty, very full of dough. But it was very yeasty, and then you put it in, it wasn't edible. And then you put it into a dough, and it made the dough rise. So that's called sa'ar. Now I have it in the house. I don't think the yetzichai was matzah with sa'ar. But Yom HaMatzah has nothing to do with this hekesh. And that's what's on the Pashto answer. Our Pope never said there's no Yom HaMatzah that's a chametz. So that I'm a suffix. So what is the hekesh about? So karas for sure, shlok is a perish. It's the get to karas. It's in the get to the lav of achila. It's not a pasuk about karas. Shivas yom teichol matzis. What's the lashon pasuk? Leseichel olam chametz. Shivas yom teichol olam matzis lechemayni. It's not a pasuk about karas. It's a pasuk about the lav of achila. So I will come out an interesting thing. But L'chayra, Pope is being reminded from the whole law of Achim. But from Bar Yom HaMatzah, you still have. So it'll be an interesting case. I mean, Rav Papa gets shot down. But we might see in this Halyun of Rav Papa, comes out, it's a fascinating kind of world where you can have a Chametz, it's Bar Yom HaMatzah, but there's no issue to eat it. Any of that? I mean, that seems to be. So anyway, that's what Papa's hekesh. So the Gemara asked, the Gemara slugs it up of Edi Rabin woke up. Person wears a kash on it. The Kudu Beidu, she has the kash on it. We have other cases that you're not yetzir chayvus matzah, and yet you and yet there is an iser, there is a chiyuv koras for chametz. Im chayu v'gomer, you turn the matzah into a liquid, so you're not yetzir chayvus matzah. Rashi here says because not there chachila. Gemara mechulin kufches says because not lechem ani. But akapanim, it's stirshul. But akapanim, you're not yetzir chayvus matzah, and yet. You certainly chayav kars. Fair, you chayav kars. So anyway, Ravidi Barabin woke up and he said, "There's a whole different reason. The reason why this is relationship made Paris, you're not yet say, you're not chayav kars. It's nothing to do with this hekesh or a papa's hekesh and not. It's a papa's hekesh and not. Made Paris is a different reason because made Paris ain't machmitz. That's a mitzias. Made Paris ain't machmitz. What does it mean made Paris ain't machmitz? So here there's a three-way machlekes. We shine past these places at the top of on the base." What does it mean? Eperes and machmitzim. Because we have three gemaras. We have here. We have a gemara that made eperes and machmitzim. Then alamid vamam al aleph. There's a gemara that says that isa ein loshim. You should not. It's machlekes tanoim. But the Tanakhama holds you're not allowed. You're not. It's not. You should not be loshim isa with yain shem and vash. But Kiva says you could. But Tanakhama says not. And if you did. So Rabbi Gamliel says, Tisarif, you have to burn it. And the Chacham will say that you should just bake it right away. Bake it in the hurry. So there it seems, and the issue over there is apparently the way most Rishonim learn, because there's a Chashchimus. It becomes Chametz very quickly. In the Isra Shnilei Shabiyayim, Shem and Devash is very volatile. It becomes Chametz very quickly. So you shouldn't do it at all. Rabbi Kiva says, you could do it. And the Tanakhama said, no, you shouldn't do it at all. And if you didn't, Rabbi Gamliel says, it's so bad that you should burn it, then the Chacham say, you know, you don't have to burn it, but make it as fast as you can. So there it seems that Meperes do become Chametz. Here it says Meperes don't become Chametz. There it says Meperes could become Chametz. Not only could they become Chametz, they could become Chametz, they could become Chametz even faster than regular than a regular reason. So most Rishonim answer, Rashi included, Rashi and Tosfos, most Rishonim answer that. That a Bara Meperes could become Chametz. And they could become Chametz even faster than a regular Issa. But it's not Chametz Gomer, you're not Chayav Karas, it's Chametz Luksh. So Meperes becomes Chametz very fast. But it doesn't become Chametz Gomer, it becomes Chametz Luksh. Chametz Luksh means it's not fully Chametz. So it has a lav, Chametz Luksh has a lav, but it's not a Chayav Karas. And Taisa says it's Medutin Losner Rapapa. The Losner Rapapa was Ein Chayav and Alchimutz Karas. So Tosfos in Reish Lakish is lashon itself. It's meduyik that it's not chayav koras, but a lav there is. This is the gate of Luba. When I started to raise before, and then I said, "Remind me." So Tosfos says it's meduyik in the lashon of Reish Lakish that he never said there's no lav. He only said there's no koras. But in Rapapa's Havim, you know that the reason for his locus is because he had some kind of hekesh between L'Sechel of Chometz and between the L'Sechel of Chometz and Shiva Shalom L'Sechel of Matzah Shira. So according to Rapapa's Havim, you know, it's a need in the lab, not in the cars. The Pasuk's not a Pasuk about cars. Rapapa, again, Rapapa shot down. We hold this Meperes. Meperes and Machmitz is a Mitzias. So the Mitzias is it's not Chometz Gomer, but it's Luxia and it becomes Luxia Nahar. Maybe he only said this, maybe because it becomes Chometz so fast and never becomes fully Chometz. Maybe that's good for the that. Maybe that's the physics of it, any of that. But Kapanim, so good. So Maskana, I understand. You know, it's not Chametz Gomer because it never reaches Chametz Gomer, but it's Chametz Mukshinari. And again, maybe that's even why it never becomes Chametz Gomer because it becomes Chametz so fast that it never really has time to come fully Chametz. Akapanim, but our Papa thought it's a Hekesh. If it's a Hekesh, then it's not a Chiyuv Kar. Then it's a meat not only from the Kar, it's a meat even from the lab. So fine, that could be it, but Taisa says that it was Meduik and Lashon of Reish Lakish, and it's only not Chayav Karas, but a lab there is. How did our Papa understand the Lashon of Reish Lakish? So that's a little bit of a har. Akapanim, Kamer, most Rishonim are reacting with these two Gemaras, that Meperetz and Machmitza means they're not Machmitz Lagamri, there's no Chayav Karas, but there is, it is Chamath Nuksha, and it's Chamath Nuksha Nahari. That's the Gemara Lamed Bar. Then there's another Gemara, Daf Lamed Zayin, I think. That mem, another gemara. That mem, but the gemara talks about: are you allowed to take kernels of wheat in a jug and put them in the oven to bake in the oven? chash is that maybe since it's in a jug, so any water that's exuded by the wheat as it bakes will then be steeped. The chitim are going to be steeped. They're going to be steeped in the water that they themselves exude. So maybe it's a problem of chametz. So the Gemara it's not a problem. Rabbah over there says, Abai thinks it's a problem. Abai says it's a problem. Abai says you shouldn't roast two kernels of wheat together because maybe water will go out of one and go into the other and make it chametz. So but Rava says no, it's not true. My parents say machmitz. And then the Abai himself was chazer. Abai wasn't chazer from Esther. I know Abai takahod my parents are machmitz. But that's Shash, he was chazer. Now take a look at that. Why should I tell you? Take a look at that. Tayshus brought this to me. The fourth line. You shouldn't roast two kernels of wheat together because maybe water will come out of one and go into the other. So even if you toast one kernel of wheat, but maybe water will go out of one side into the other. Abai was talking chayzer from this shash because. Not because my parents are machmitz, and that Abai does not accept, but for a different reason. The whole agav midlayu loy mechamsi. Anything that's as it's falling is not going to be machmitz. Because the water is going out and it's falling down. So since it's traveling, it won't be machmitz. The Omer Abai, I chafsa davishno. If you this is like roasting kernels of wheat in a jug. Schifa shori. If it's upside down, so that the water can drain out, so then it's mutter. Skifa also, but if it's right side up so that it steeps in the water, so then it's also. So you see that Abai, even though he holds Meperis are Machmits apparently Abai seems to think Meperis are Machmits, but not if they have an exit, only if they're stuck. But if they have an egress, then they're not Machmits. But Rava says, I feel it's Skifa Namishar. Rava says, no, even right side up, it's Mutter. Either the Chitim are soaking in their own water. Meperis, the new Meperis, ain't a Machmits. So Rava says, some of the halachas like, oh, the meperis are not machmas. Here it seems they're not machmas at all. Because we allow it lechatchila, we don't say, well, it's only chametz nukshi. Here we seem to allow it lechatchila. So what do you do with this gemara? So because of this stira, so Rashi doesn't address the stira at all. The stira between the other two, between the first, we have again, three gemaras. We have our gemara, meperis and machmitz. We got a chorus, we're stalks on the chorus. We have a gemara, that the Gemara said that you're not supposed to be lost from Yisubi Ayin Shem and Vash because it's machmas very quickly. So that Rashi himself addressed. The Rashi said, Rish Lakish just said, you know, there's no chorus, but chametz nukshit is, and it's chametz nukshit quickly. Then we have this third Gemara, though, that says that my parents aren't machmas at all. That Rashi doesn't talk about. Most other Rishonim say, many, many other Rishonim say, it's the halacha, it's the main shita, that there's a difference between my parents alone and my parents together with mine. This Gemara Lama Zayin is talking about when there's nothing else except the Meperis. It's just kernels of wheat with the water that they're exuding. So that's just Meperis. Meperis alone are not Machmas. Period. They're not Machmas, period. The Gemara Daf Lamed Vav, that you're not lush, that they're not going to be lush in Yisra V'yayin V'shem and V'tash, most Rishonim learn it means together with Mayim. If it will be pure Yayin V'shem and V'tash, without any mutter, that's Rava. Meperis ain't Machmas at all. But they're talking about where it's together with water. If it's together with water, then it is machmitz. And then the ayin shem and vidvash to make parents make it machmitz faster, and you get and it's haka machmitz very 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 quickly. But it's not chametz gomer. It's only chametz luksha because that's the member of Bishlokish that made parents ain't chayov and olim karas. But there is a lav, so it can't be pure made parents because being pure made parents wouldn't be usher at all. It must be made parents together with mayim. Made parents together with mayim. There's no karas because it's chametz luksha. But it becomes chametz very quickly. That's the sheet of Sotaisus, and that's the main sheet of Rishon. And Rashi doesn't seem to hold the way. Rashi seems to hold that the Gemara is about Meperis, talking about pure Meperis. And the few Rashi, if you mix it in water, it could be becomes chametz gomer. But the Rashi, if you mix in water, it could be that it becomes chametz gomer. Pure Meperis is chametz moksh. And then the Ram is a third sheet that the Ram doesn't have this intermediate, this doesn't have this notion of chametz mux at all. The Ram is pure meperis and not machmetz at all. Meperis with water is chametz gomer with carbs. He doesn't have this chametz mux business altogether. He doesn't have this deep and rish lakish. They ain't chayavin alav karis, but a lab there is. That deep the Ram doesn't have. Rish lakish says ain't chayavin alav karis means there's no lab at all, and that's pure meperis, and that's the same as the Gemara daf lama zayin. And the Gemara daf lama gav is talking about with water, and with water it's chametz gomer with chiyav karis. There's kids there. There's three sheetas in Rishon. Sheetas Rashi is that May Paris alone are machmits on the level of Chametz Moksha. That's Rish Lakish, talking about May Paris alone. That's the more that one as well. May Paris are machmits quickly, not thoroughly, but quickly. And then what Rashi does with the more that one is up for grabs. How does Rashi explain the more that one is Zayin? Taisis, the Ramban, most Rishon of old. That may paris alone are not machmits at all. That's the Gemara Lama Zayin. May paris with water are machmits, and this is like Rashi, but they've gone up a level. May paris with water are machmits quickly, but not well. So it's muksha, but it's quickly. And then the Shitas Rambam is may paris alone are not machmits at all. May paris with water are machmits lagarme, and there's a few cards. Okay. So now, Rav Papa's Derech Shavu was slung up. Has why? Why is Rav Papa wrong? It says here that Rav Papa is wrong. Why is he wrong? The Maaseh of the Derech Shavu is there is a Derech Shavu. The Gemara said that's another Iris, not the Yitzchut with Iris, because we have this Hekesh, not a Derech Shavu Hekesh. The Gemara said it to me. There is a Hekesh that Iris is not called the Dechim, it's not the Yitzchut with Iris Matzah. So what's wrong with Rav Papa's Hekesh? So why don't I say the other way around? That matzah shira, there's no chiyuv karis. The chametz al shira, there's no chiyuv karis. Like, why is your papa's wrong? But why is he wrong? He's not wrong because there's no hekesh. There is a hekesh. So if there is a hekesh, why is your papa wrong? This is apparently not like this issue. The discussion is really in Daf Lamed Vav, in the Mechamis, that and the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav. But I told you to take a look at it. So let's get a little background. What's going on in the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav? So the story is like this. The Gemara over there has a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Tana Kama and Rabbi Akiva. Are you allowed to be lush and easy with the Ayin Shem and the Dash? Tana Kama says no, and Rabbi Akiva says yes. Lashav Shat. It's an issue of chimus. And the Kama says no, because it's mostly trying to learn. Like as I said before, because it's mamar lachmus. So it's very volatile. So not a good idea. If you did it, so then there's a submach like this from the Gamliel and the Chachamim. You have to burn it if you just make it quickly. But lechatchila for sure, then the Kama is not to do it. And then Kiva says you're allowed to do it. The Kiva says this is a story that when he was a bocher. And when he was a Talmud and he was learning by his Rabbeim, and he was a Shabbos, I spent Shabbos, Eitzel Rebbe Lezer, Vishuv, Eloshtilim, Isa, V'yayim, Hashem, and Vash, Lo Yomu. So Rabbi Kiva holds that you're allowed, L'chadchila, to be Loshin, Isa, V'yayim, Hashem, and Vash, and it's possible to take care that it shouldn't be both of the Chimuts, and it's Mutta to them. And the Chacham said it's also. So Gemara says still, because Rabbi Kiva himself said that from Lechem Aini, we learn practically Isa Shinu Lo Yishu V'yayim Hashem and Vadash. Kiva himself says that you're not that is a din that you're not allowed that he has a din of Lechem Ayni practically Isa Shinu Lo Yishu V'yayim Hashem and Vadash. So it's a steer of Rabbi Kiva. So my answer is can be umpto fish and can be umpto sheni. Hashem Shat means point to Moshe Sheni. It means by the night of the Seder. Then we have a din lechem ayni that you have to that mitzvah matzah. Not even the night of the seder; it's the kazayis that you eat. The kazayis mitzvah by the seder that has to be lechem ayni, and it can't be matzah shir. Nothing to do with chametz. Stop lechem ayni by the night of the seder. You have to eat lechem ayni. That's what Rabbi Kiva dash and lechem ayni bradli yisush milayshu v'yayim v'shem and v'dash. That Rabbi Kiva said that shabbos yehoyosay so. That we used to be lush and isav yayim v'shem and v'dash. He's not talking about the night of the seder. He's talking about the rest of Pesach. They weren't doing it for the night of the Seder. They were doing it for the rest of Pesach. The Lashon of the Gemara is kind of Yom Tov Rishon, kind of Yom Tov Sheni. It's a funny Lashon. It's not really Chilukin Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. to chilukim because zayis of matzah mitzvah and every other all the other matzah you eat for the rest of the Pesach. But that's a rational gemara. That's pashut shat in the gemara. Wild left wing shittus in this gemara we could find, but we'll go that way. Hopefully, we'll get to what that landed up. But that's pashut shat in the gemara. So the grind, and that distinction between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni, the Rebbe Kiva, there's no steer in Rebbe Kiva. That he said Lechem Ayini, that's Yom Tov Rishon. That he said that Shabbos Yisof, that I spent Shabbos and I was loved by my Rabbeim and I was lost in the east of Yayin Shem and Vedvash and Leom Ulidover. That's by Yom Tov. That's by Shaya Moshe Pesach. Says the Gemara, Kida Amalu Rebbe Shula Bnei. Like you find the same distinction because Rebbe Shula. Inside this is Rabbi Shulman Levi. Rabbi Shulman Levi said to his son, "Yoyma kamo leisa lushli b'chalva." Pesach, the first day Pesach, don't make the isu with milk because it'll be matzah shira. But the rest of Pesach, he can make the isu with milk. So you see a distinction. You see this distinction between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni.
Rabbi,
yeah,
is this Gemara against the Gra?
In the world, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah every day. So what's with this gemara Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni? Every single day, there's a mitzvah to eat lechem ayin. Even if you're the guy, it's probably only a mitzvah to eat kisayis of matzah every day of lechem ayin. But still, the lashon of Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni is a shver lashon. It's not really Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. It's really Yom Tov Rishon is a chayma, but these were very religious Jews. They probably wanted to do the mitzvah. They probably wanted to be yetzer the goyim sheep too. So, what's his Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni? He should have said a kizai is a day without chalav, and the rest of the day could be with chalav. Yeah, I don't know. It's talking hard. How's the goyim going to read this gemara? So now there's a shadow. How do we pass it? So we have Machlekes of Kiva and Chachamim. Are you allowed to be Loshen Isu with Yain Shem and Vash? L'chatchilu. Chachamim say, no, it's Memayel HaHakbet, don't do it. If you did it, you don't have to burn it. Bake it quickly. But L'chatchilu, you shouldn't do it. And Rabbi Kiva says, you're allowed to do it L'chatchilu. So what's the halacha? So in an early speaking, the halacha would be against Rabbi Kiva because the rulers are halacha, Rabbi Kiva mechavei roi v'loi mechavei rof. Rabbi Kiva is chaylik on one person, so we all like Rabbi Kiva, but not against the chacham as a whole. So here the chacham said, you're not allowed to do it. Rabbi Kiva said, you're allowed to do it. So we should pass him like the chacham. The Rif passed him like Rabbi Kiva. Why? Because Rabbi Shulam Levi was Messiah to Rabbi Kiva. Shulam Levi said to his son, Yayim Akama Talushli Bechalva. Yayim Talushli Bechalva, but Shayim Talushli Bechalva. So you see that Rabbi Shulam Levi is on the side of Rabbi Kiva. So that already, we should pass him like Rabbi Kiva. So the Rif passes like Rabbi Kiva, the Rambam passes that way as well. That it's mutter to be losh in Isu of Yain, Shemen, and Drash. You're allowed to do it. That's why Sfarim Yideg Matzah Pesach. Because the original Rambam held, like Rabbi Kiva, that you're allowed to chatchila to be losh in Isu of Yain, Shemen, and Drash. Not for the Seder night, but the rest of the Pesach you're allowed to do it. We're not worried about the Tukshash Shechimus. Says the Malamor, he doesn't hear the Raya. He says, the Gemara only brought Rabbi Shulam Levi to establish the chiluk that the first day of Pesach is a din of matzah shir, the other days of Pesach is no din of matzah shir. Because that you can see from Rabbi Shulam Levi, he said the first day don't use milk, the other days you could use milk. So you see the chiluk that the Gemara said in Rabbi Kiva, Ob Yom Tov Rishon, Ob Yom Tov Sheni, Yom Tov Rishon is a din of matzah shir, the other days of Pesach is no din of matzah shir. But the other issue, are you allowed the chatchila to be lush in Israel with Yayin Shem and Vrash because of the Shash Chimos? From that, there's no raya from Rabbi Shulam Levi. Because the machlekes of Akiva and Chachamim al Kochok is we're talking about where you mixed in water too. Because if there was no water, then may perish in machlitz. Because this is the hasog of the Balamar. Because the Balamar is going with the sheet of Rabbi Shaydim, that without water, it's not machlitz at all. So this machlekes of Akiva and Chachamim, if you could be lush the Yayin Shem and Vrash, because it's Mamar Lachmitz, that's with water. Rabbi Shulam Levi, maybe it was without water. When Rabbi Shulam Levi told his sons that the rest of Pesach they can make an Isa with Chalav, maybe he was talking without water. The Gemara didn't bring Rav Shimon Levi Lagabi that issue. The Gemara only brought Rav Shimon Levi Lagabi the issue of Matzah Shira. That you see from Rav Shimon Levi that the first day of Pesach was in a Matzah Shira, the other day of Pesach was not in a Matzah Shira. So that Rav Shimon Levi that's why we brought Rav Shimon Levi. But Rav Shimon Levi, as far as the issue of Chimus is concerned, he could be a very different case. He might be talking about a case where it was pure Chaluk, so there's no Shash Chimus. Whereas Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, they're arguing, who argue about whether the Chatchili could be lost in Yisrael Yayin Shem and Vadash, Chaya Meisa Pesach. The Chachamim say no, Rabbi Kiva says yes. That's talking about with water. So from Yishim Malay, there's no halacha, there's no raya that halacha should be like Rabbi Kiva in that regard. That's the time of the Balamo. And that, the Ramban says, doesn't think that that's tenor. Because he says a few times. First of all, he says, if Rabbi Shimon Levi was talking about pure milk without any water at all, so there's no shash chimus. So first of all, he says, so then what's the Gemara bringing him for? Just to prove that there's no din of matzah shira b'shaya meisa pesach. There's no din of lechem ayini the rest of pesach. We're not bringing him for the shash chimus issue. He was a different case. He was pure milk. If that's true, says the Ramban. We're just bringing Rabbi Shimon Levi for the issue of that there's no din of lechem ayini b'shaya meisa pesach. It's up there, man. That's not a chiddush pshita. I don't need Rabbi Shimon Levi for that. Of course, lechem ayini. The rest of pesach, you don't have to eat matzah at all. So of course, you're allowed to eat matzah shira. You could eat potato chips, so why can't you eat matzah shira? Well, I don't need a Shimon Levi for that. There's no chiddush to say that you're allowed to eat matzah shira the rest of the Pesach, except of shash chimus. But if telling me Shimon Levi is a different case with pure milk, then it's not the same kind of case that we're talking about before. In Shimon Levi's case, there's no shash chimus. And we're only bringing him from the Nekudah that there's a din of matzah shira the first day, not the other days. That there's no din of matzah shira the other days goes without saying. I don't need a Shimon Levi for that. Secondly, says the Ramban, if Rabbi Shimon Levi is talking about without any water at all, and here we're going to come close to home, if Rabbi Shimon Levi is talking about without any water at all, pure milk, and the Gemara is just bringing him to establish that there's a din of matzah shir the first day and not the other days. Sometimes I says the Ramban, I don't see the din of matzah shir here at all. I don't need the din of matzah shir. If you make a matzah without any water at all, with just milk, says the Ramban, that's possible the first night without the din of matzah shir, without the din of lechem ayini, because it's not bole dechimus. A matzah that's made without any water at all could never be machmitz. And if it can never be machmitz, then it's possible for the mitzvah because of the hekesh of leisoichel of chametz shivas yom toichel of matzahs. But you only say matzah with an isur, with you're only yotzei the mitzvah with a matzah that could be bole dechimus, like by oiris. So you can't use oiris. Why? Because it's not bole dechimus. But if there's no water in there at all, it's also not bole dechimus. So the same way oiris is no good for matzah because it's not bole dechimus. So a matzah that's made without any water at all is also not bole dechimus. So it's no good for the mitzvah without it in a matzah shira. So we wouldn't be Rabbi Shimon Levi wouldn't even be Rabbi Shimon Levi wouldn't even be telling me that I love a matzah shira. So anyway, it has nothing to do with the case. Our kochah, Rabbi Shimon Levi, is talking about with water. So then it's bole dechimus. But it's matzah shira. Well, if it's with water, then it's takin raya to Rabbi Kiva. You're allowed to make that shaya meisa pesach. You're allowed to make a matzah with water. With water in my pants. So where did the kalas back? The Ramban holds lemaisa. That the hekesh says, and it says in this hekesh that just like oiris is no good because not bole dechimus, you can't use a matzah of oiris because not bole dechimus. So a matzah that's made without water is also no good. Not only because it's matzah shira, it's matzah shira too. But even without it in a matzah shira, it's no good because it's cold, it's not bole dechimus. Now, Bashkof Rishoyna, L'chorot, it's very cold. It's not comparable to, there's a big mokum L'chalek. And a lot of Rishoyna L'chalek, they're made love with it, and the Ran, where I come in with the Ran, interestingly, the Chalek and the Sumba. And they say, it's not comparable to Iris. She says, Oiris is not a min habolodichimus. So that the Ekashtaka says, the Ekash says that you need a min habolodichimus. But that this matz itself, that water is not habolodichimus, that's not a problem. In other words, Rabbi Nadovin and the Ram say, it's just a gili milsu. What's called a min? Shabbat is saying that this bit of bolin echimus doesn't mean I need to payul at the matzah shibud bolin echimus. I think it's just a gili milsu that ayir is not lechem. What minim are called lechem? What minim are called dovin? Chavesh is minim dovin. So gili milsu that ayir is not bolin echimus. It's not called dovin. So it's not lechem. But it doesn't mean that the payul you need to have bolin echimus. However, the Ramban himself sort of addresses it. If you look at the Ramban, I don't know if you have the same source as Apple as I do. In the old-fashioned Ramban, or what's that, old-fashioned combination, it's on Yudam Beis in the Daf Erev. I don't know how to tell you where it is if you have different Gemara. It's the Gemara. I had sent you on the WhatsApp. I sent you a picture of it, so you should have to find it. So just assuming you know where it is. So it says like this. Let's pick it up in a minute. You know, I'm going to read it from the beginning. I'm just going to barrel through it so we will know where we are. Amar HaKaisiv, Heshev HaRavzal, Mechilazu, Hutzer, Chabishuv, Alevi, Leimer, Mekan, Ve'el, Kaleishuli, Eli, Deimayim, he's going to write it. But I did about more craving, and she is the rack and listen to the Rabbeinu Hagadolah. She have you become our dibber Bishumalevi, Lelamed, Shain Yates, and Vermish, and the Matzah Shir Kadir Rebbe Kibbutz. The Gemara brought Bishumalevi to establish that Yom Tov Rishon unites with Matzah Shir like Rebbe Kibbutz. But if we're talking about without any water at all, where's there a source here? Where do you see in a Bishumalevi that didn't Matzah Shir? Typically, Mishum Shekain and Kol Shain, Bolu de Chimutz, and Yates, and Yates, and Yates, and Yates, and if there's no word at all, it's not bolu dechimitz. If it's not bolu dechimitz, then how you should have a smack like the Gemara of Eris? So I wouldn't need the special din of matzah shira of lechamayni. If there's no water there at all, it's not bolu dechimitz. Not bolu dechimitz. It's like Eris. Bim taimar, maybe you'll say, maybe you could say, no, it's not true. L'sharminim nitzricha, that maybe the hekesh is only to tell me that sharminim like Eris are no good. But not that. But once you use the right min, it doesn't mean that this matzah v'poyel has to be bolu dechimitz. Just comes to me with my charminim. That's like what Rabbi Nadovin and the Ram said. Says the Ramban, whole lesson. It's not true. Kidi itma le'el b'deresh lokish. Like the Gemara said before on Resh Lokish, about when Resh Lokish said that you know chayav koras and Yisus Shnolish v'ayin Shem and Ravash. So the Gemara said, Dvorim she'ein odom yaisiv yichayvosu b'pesach. Kidi in matzah shiro, ein chayovan alchi mutzi koras. Rapapa said, use the hekesh to say that matzah shira, there's no chiyuv chomis. There's no chiyuv koris and matzah shira and chomis asher because of this hekesh. Now that's not sharminim, not talking about sharminim. So obviously it's not just the gili and sharminim, what minim are called dogman or not. Rapapa thought there's a hekesh over here between dine chomis and dine matzah. That a matzah that's no good for matzahs and mitzvah, you're not chayv, you're not over in the chomis. Even though as far as the min is concerned, it's not a problem if they're in the min. But afal gav the itchiach, so Rabbi Maskana, even though Rapop was stung up, what do you bring me Rapop? Rapop was stung up. Loima sheyeshichayov and alchimut zikaris ve'en yaisim bei. Loima sheyeshichayov and alchimut zikaris ve'en yaisim bei mishum she'en ikari matz. Aval ein lechadav she'nevol lechimut sheyeshim bei sheyeshim bei mishum matz ve'iskish. Says the Ramban, Rapapa was only shlodab in that we don't go in that direction. We don't go from matzah to chametz. Rapapa wanted to make the hekesh from matzah to chametz. So my says that Rapapa was shlugla. But I can still see from Rapapa, we do have the hekesh from chametz to matzah. That's what we do first. And I see from Rapapa that the hekesh is not only in minim, in shah minim. The hekesh works dine matzah and dine chametz are iskish. Rapapa wanted to go ad kadei kaf that matzah shira, since you're not yoshi chayvis matzah, you're not in iskish chametz. So that we don't accept. But the reason why we don't accept it, says the Ramban, is because we don't run the hekesh in that direction, from matzah to chametz. We run the hekesh only in the direction from chametz to matzah. But I can still see from Rapapa that it's not only a hekesh in shah minim, it's a hekesh l'chol dola. Meaning, if I want to paraphrase Ramban is saying, don't make the mistake of thinking that the hekesh is just only a gili milsa, what's called dogon, what minim are called dogon. But I don't need that bepoil the matzah should be bolu dechimus. I'm not actually makish dine chametz and dine matzah. I'm not makish dine matzah mitzvah to dine chametz. Dine chametz and dine matzah mitzvah have nothing to do with each other. I don't need the matzah mitzvah really should be bolu dechimus. It's just a gili milsa that those minim that are bolu dechimus are dogon. Says the Ramban, no, I see in Rapapa not the way. Rapapa, that didn't make sense in Rapapa. Rapapa clearly thought that there's a hekesh between dine chametz and dine matzah mitzvah. And what's no good for matzah mitzvah is you're not ever doing the chametz. There's no chametz for the chametz. So Rapapa is wrong because it doesn't go in that direction. But Akapadim, you see from Rapapa the nature of the hekesh. And there's some what the Ran and Rabbi Nadav will say, maybe it's a fair, I don't remember, is that no, that's not why Rapapa was wrong. Rapapa is wrong because it's only gili milsa and dogon. So they have an interesting machlokes. Everybody agrees her papa is wrong. But why is her papa wrong? So they dub with the Ran, they say her papa is wrong. Because the Hekesh didn't say that all dini matzah are the same as dini chametz. The Hekesh just says that what's not called is just a gili milsa and dogma. Oyer is not dogma. And the Ran says, no. The Hekesh says that dini chametz are iskish to dini matzah. And you have to be, and it needs to be, and in order to be yotzi mitzvahs matzah, you need an isa that could be bolu dechimus. And that's my, not only Oyeris, but it's my Paris. And if you make a matzah with just my Paris without any Mayim, it's no good for the mitzvah, not only because the matzah is Shira, but because it's not Bolu Dechimus. Hope is only wrong because we don't run it the other way. We don't say that different matzah Shira is always a chametz. But it's, you don't need to be Yotzi Chayvis, you don't need to be able to, you don't need Dine Matzah's mitzvah, Lechem Oyni, to have an Issa chametz. But you need to have the potential of an Issa Chametz in order to have the Matzah Mitzvah. So, Rachonim, Yikai B'Shurim, Tzim Sochim, Kufayin Bog, Kufayin Zayin. Yes, there man. Yes, my big passion. The Gemara says that you're not going to see Matzah with Oyeris. That's not Bolu Dechimus. That was the first Gemara. First Gemara, that's the Mishnah says in Chala the same things by Chala. Chala is not Chayiv in Oyer is not Chayiv in Chala. And the Gemara Menachas Davayin says that it's learned out. How do we know by Chala? Lechem lechem. We learn it out from Matzah. It says lechem by Matzah. It says lechem by Chala. So whatever the dini lechem we have by Matzah, the same as dini lechem by Chala. The dini lechem by matzah is the same as dini lechem by chal. And therefore, just like by matzah, you need a min habalu dechimus. So by chal, you have to have also a min habalu dechimus and remayat oiris. Now comes the Ramban and he says that the same hekesh is remayat meperis. That a matzah that's made with meperis, not only is there chisaron of lechem oini, but even without the chisaron of lechem oini, it's no good for matzah because it's not balu dechimus. You mix in water, then it's bolu dechimus. Then you have to come on to lechem oini. But if it's that's Rav Shmuel Levi's case, it was water. But if there was no water, I wouldn't need to come on to lechem oini. It's not good because that bolu dechimus. So then, what's the din lagabe chala? An isa that was niloishu with meperis alone without any water is a chayav chala or not? So chayra ufidir amban shechem out. That's potim chala. I mean, that's the inexorable logic. we know chal is the same as matzah. But Oiris, the Gemara of the Ferris, that chal is the same as matzah. And the Ramban says that just like we might Oiris is not bolid echimus, we might meperis, because not bolid echimus. It's a shalosh with pure meperis, not bolid echimus. So it should be potter in a chal. But it's a mishnah mufreshes that is chayim chal. Perek based. Perek hey rather mishnah based in chal. It's a shalosh with meperis chayim chal. So, Grad, I'll tell you the idea. The Azarua in Tov Shin Samaches brings a different girsa. Brings the Yeshayim, there's a different girsa that the Isha Shinlash may perish as Potter in a Chala because it's not Bolu Dechimus. So, that would be Gavaldic. If the Ramban held it, would be Gavaldic. The problem is the Ramban himself in the Chala brings, has Agis in the mission. Isha Shinlash may perish as Chayavis Nechash. Chayyah, you have to say in the Ramban that there's two different inyanim here in the Hekish. In effect, there's two Hekishes. The Hekish is two things. There's one thing that it says in the Hekish, that Oyer is not a Mindogun. But part of the Hekish is that the Hekish tells me Gidrei Lechem. And that in order to be called Lechem, you need a min habolu dechimitz. And Oyer is not a min habolu dechimitz, it's not Lechem. And if it's not Lechem from Matzah, then they're not Lechem to Chal. It's Lechem. Maybe I'll start from a different point. We have a Yerushalayim Lechem. We don't have Chal from Matzah to Chal. Lechem. So let's see a question. So why do you say that Matzah Shir is Batuk from Chal? Balichimus was with me. I made an iso with meperis and water. It's matzah shir. So maybe we should say matzah shir should be part of the mechala. Lechem over here, so lechem over there. So matzah shir should be part of the mechala. And maybe from birchas hamazon also lechem. I mean, the Gemara compares birchas hamazon for others. The Gemara compares birchas hamazon to chala and to matzah. Whatever is not lechem over there is not lechem for birchas hamazon either. So why don't I say the same thing? Matzah shir again. Matzah shir could be with water. It's both dechimus. But I also put in yain shem and uvash. So it's matzah shir. So there's a matzah, but it's a vada chayiv and chala. I mean, the Mishnah says even pure meperis chayiv and chala. So I'll say I'm a donim. But let's say not pure meperis. It's matzah shir. This nobody asked. That already know nobody asked. Why not? What's the shot? I mean, if it says lechem and matzah shir is no good for matzah, so why is it good for? If matzah shir is no good for matzah, so why is it chayiv and chala? So what's the obvious, what's the poshut answer for that question? I didn't know anything else. That's all I would just throw that question at me. Is he lechem? That's how we know that Iris is that Iris is potter from chala. So how come matzah shir is chayav and chala? So what do you say?
It's still
chamis
though, even though you can't.
I don't chamis. Chala is also chamis. If there's a din of lechem, if there's a gzeres shavu lechem, the Gemara says in the Menachot lechem, it says over here lechem, it says bechala lechem, so we have a gzeres shavu that just like by matzah, oyer is not lechem by matzah, so oyer is not lechem for chala. That's all I know. I just know the Gemara Menachot lechem, and then I'll throw you a guy. I would come along and I would ask you a question. No, if there's a gzeres shavu lechem, so why don't I say that just like matzah shir is no good for matzah, so matzah shir should be no good for chala. Should be part of mechala.
It's still lechem. It's just not lechem oni.
Answer is, I would say that's not a kasha. The Gzeir Shavu lechem says that the definition of lechem by chala is that it has the same definition as lechem by matzah. It doesn't meet the definition of lechem for matzah. It doesn't meet the definition of lechem for chala. So the hekesh tells me that oiris is not lechem for chala for matzah because that a min habo dechimots and therefore it's not called dogon. Oiris. When we make the hekesh to me, mamayit oyer is what we're saying is that oyer is not lechem. So lechem, if it's not lechem for matzah, it's not lechem for challah. Matzah shir, nobody ever said that matzah shir is not lechem. It's not lechem oini. challah doesn't have to be lechem oini. It doesn't say lechem oini, lechem oini. That's not the gzeirah shalom. It says lechem lechem. What's lechem for matzah is lechem for challah. Oir is not lechem. Matzah shir is lechem. It's just not lechem oini. So that has nothing to do with challah. That's another poshut. Now, the Rabban tells me, Shanu Allah, that in order for the matzah needs to be boli dechim. Rabban learns that from the Sekish, Anu Allah. That not only is Eiriz not chayiv in matzah, not good for matzah, but matzah has to be boli dechimus. And therefore, if you made it with pure meperis, not only is it a problem with lechem ayini, but it's a problem with lechem ayini too. But besides being a problem with lechem ayini, it's not cool. It's not good for matzah's mitzvah. It's not bolu dechimus. So what's the pshat in that? What is the pshat in that halacha? Does that mean now yishlakta? Does that mean that something that's not bolu dechimus? You made a matzah, but there was no water in it at all. Does that mean so the matzah is no good because it's not bolu dechimus? Is the problem that it's not lechem? Because lechem has to be bolu dechimus, or is the problem lechem? It is. But the problem is that there's a halacha that matzah's mitzvah has to be bolu dechimus. A hekesh that matzah's mitzvah from the dinim of matzah's mitzvah is that in order to be yotzei mitzvah of matzah, I need to have such a matzah that could be that I have the potential for nisach hametz. But nothing to do with kidrei lechem. It's just halacha in matzah's mitzvah. That matzah's mitzvah is compared to the aveir of chametz. In order to have matzah's mitzvah, I need the potential for the aveir of chametz. So if it will be halachim lechem, if the Ramban means that if it's made without any water at all and it's not bolu dechim, it's not lechem. So then a lot of the questions are very great. So the unchal also shouldn't be lechem. So how come isu shemloi shemei peres sky unchal? Akochoch, the answer must be that the Ramban never meant to say that if you make an isa without water, it's not lechem. Why should water define lechem? Lechem it is. It's not a minacher. A minacher is not lechem. Here's not a minacher. It is lechem. But the Gzeirah Shoveh tells me that besides Gidrei Lechem, the Gzeirah Shoveh here is not only teaching me Gidrei Lechem, the Gzeirah Shoveh is teaching me halachas in Matzah's mitzvah. That Matzah's mitzvah, the Gzeirah Shoveh is not only telling me Gidrei Lechem, the Gzeirah Shoveh is also telling me Hilchas Matzah's mitzvah. That Matzah's mitzvah has to be bolu dechimus. But not because otherwise it's not lechem. But it's just halacha that matzah's mitzvah has to be bolu dechimus because there's a hekesh between mitzvah's matzvah and the aveir of chimus. And that already has nothing to do with challah. That doesn't carry over to challah because it's not in gidrei lechem, so it doesn't go into lechem lechem. Now you'll ask me, how did Ramban know that there's another hekesh? It comes out like there's two things in the hekesh. There's one thing in the Hekesh that it tells me Gidrei Lechem. That's how I remember my Torahs. And then there's another thing in the Hekesh that it tells me Hilchas Matzah's Mitzvah, that it has to be Hilchas Matzah's Mitzvah are hookish to the Aveir of Chometz. Where did Ramban get that from? From the Hekesh and the Gemara about others, I only see that the Hekesh tells me Gidrei Lechem. I don't see that the Hekesh also tells me Hilchas Matzah's Mitzvah. The answer is he got it from a Papa. That's why he calls it a Papa. He himself is alive to this, the Ramban. He says, maybe it's only telling me other minim. Maybe it's only coming to me my other minim, things that aren't lechem. But who says they were mamish makish dine matzah's mitzvah to dine chometz? So he says, yeah, I see that in Rapopo. Rapopo wasn't talking about gidrei lechem. Nobody ever said that matzah shir doesn't have gidrei lechem, that's why it's not chometz. Just a hekesh between the hilchas matzah's mitzvah to hilchas the aveir of chometz. Hilchas isha chometz are hukish to hilchas matzah's mitzvah. So even the Rapapa slugged up, because Rapapa slugged up, only that we don't go in the direction of saying that every Aveir of Chometz has to have the potential for Matzah's Mitzvah. But the Hekesh only runs in the other direction. But in the other direction, you still see from Rapapa that there's this other inyan of the Hekesh. The Hekesh is not only to tell me Gidrei Lechem, but the Hekesh also tells me Hilchas Matzah's Mitzvah, Hilchas Matzah's Mitzvah, Hukush to Issach Chometz. And if there's no potential for Issach Chometz, then it's no good for Matzah's Mitzvah. That is Adayim Yesh Lishol, and for this I don't know the answer. That is, how does the Gemara know that Eir is not Lechem? If the Ramban is right, then mechatez, maybe Iris is lechem. We have a hekesh that you're not yosi chayvus matzah. Maybe not yosi chayvus matzah, not because it's not lechem, not because Iris is not lechem. Maybe Iris is lechem, but maybe not yosi chayvus matzah because of this other hekesh over here, this other inyan of the hekesh that dinei iser chametz are hukish to matzah mitzvah. And since Iris doesn't have an iser chametz because not bold lechimitz, so it's not good for matzah mitzvah. But mechatezah, it's not lechem at all. If you don't, in Moli the Rabban, I would say, because it's not dividable. There's only one hekesh. And the hekesh is to give me lechem. And that's all there is. And that's all the hekesh says. The hekesh says, give me lechem for lechem. So the same as give me lechem for matzah. And if it's not boli lechemus, then it's not lechem. And that's what it says in the hekesh. It says in the hekesh that lechem is totally in chametz. Lechem means, by definition, boli lechemus. But now the Rabban tells me that there's other inyan going on in the hekesh, that you can have a hekesh, something that's not dismayed from give me lechem. But it still has to be, but this is the other inyan in the hekesh, so that is the chametz is hukish, the mitzvah is matzah. And therefore, a waterless matzah is since it's not bol de chimot, so it's, it has gedir lechem, it's chayim and chala, but it lacks in matzah's mitzvah. So how did the Gemara know that Iris is not that way? Maybe that's what Iris is. Maybe it is lechem. It's no good for matzah's mitzvah because it's hukish, it's a chametz. But for chala, what is that? Lechem. Maybe it is lechem. That's pretty hard. I don't know. Somehow, the Rabban, I think, is going to have to say that Kimlu l'Chazal. Chazal understood that when we might Iris, we were mayed from Shem Lechem. And when we were mayed Masashira from Mr. Chometz, the Mir Papa. But what the Rabban wants to do in the other direction, to mayed waterless matzah from Mitzvah's matzah, because it doesn't have a potential for Mr. Chometz. That's not in the Gibri Lechem, that's in the just a hekesh between dinei matzah mitzvah to dinei yisur chametz. It's a little hard to say how Chazal knew it. So now, kimlu l'chazal, let the miyut and oiriz is an deeper level. Kitzur, hayotzei me'advarim, the Rabban, that we have two inyanim. We have one, we're two inyanim in the hekesh. There's one inyan in the hekesh that we're makish of gidrei lechem. That you need, and oiriz is not since it's not a min habol dechimutz, so we're reminded that it's not lechem from us, and that already carries over to chala, lechem lechem. Oiriz not chayav in chala, lechem lechem. Is there a shalom from bulin after matzah? And then there's another inyan in the hekesh, which he saw in Rav Papa, that there's a hekesh over here not only in gidrei lechem, there's a hekesh in dinei mitzvahs matzah to dinei yisur chametz. The matzah's mitzvah has to have the potential. It's not the dinei ha-mitzvah, Shabbat, not mitzvah together lechem. Dinei ha-mitzvah, one of the dinei ha-mitzvah of matzah's mitzvah, matzah's mitzvah has many dinim. It has to be lechem ayin, for example. That's nothing to do with gidrei lechem. You know, it doesn't, matzah shira is just chayim chala. It's nothing to do with gidrei lechem. So dinei matzah's mitzvah has to be lechem ayin. Well, there's another halach in matzah's mitzvah besides lechem ayin that it has to be bolu dechim. Because there's a hekesh between issur chametz and matzah's mitzvah. That there, Rambam saw in Rav Papa. That is my siyah halacha. Like matzah that's made with Adam and water at all, besides the matzah shira issue, it also has this problem that it's not boli dei chimitz. Interestingly, the Rabban has goes on. There's another line in the Rabban. I'll show you inside in a second. The Rabban says another reason why Rabbi Shulman Levi has to be talking with water. Yeah, the whole discussion, the whole background for the whole discussion is Rabbi Shulman Levi told his son, the first day, don't make me a matzah with milk. The other days, you can make me with milk. The Rabban brought it as a proof to Rabbi Akiva that there's a din of lechem ayin the first day, not the other days. So Rabban's whole argument is, it must be talking with water. This case of the Shulman Levi must be with water. Because if it was that water, then forget lechem ayin. It's no good for matzah. Forget matzah shira. It has other problems. And the Gemara brought it for matzah shira. The Gemara brought the Rabbi Shulman Levi to corroborate Rabbi Kiva's distinction that the first day is in of lechem ayin, the other day is not in of lechem ayin. Says the Ramban, it must be with water. Pshul Levi must have been with water. If it was without water, then forget lechem oni. It's not baladechem. And then, so what's the talking about with water? So how is it mutter the other days? What happened to the shashchim? What's all to rive in the rift that we passed in the kavikim? He has another line. He says, I'll give you another proof that Rabbi Shuva Levi was without any water at all. It's up there on Ban. Ba'id. That's where we left off. Ba'id. Ha'ba'inun shimur. The lisha v'yafir. The chsid v'shmarta nesamatsis. Yotzuzu she'en et shichas shimur. L'fi she'en v'bogu b'chimus. This is a whole issue. If you made a matzah without any water at all, so besides the issue of matzah, and besides the issue that there's a hekesh that you need bolu lechimus, it's another problem. The Torah says u'shmartem es ha-matzah, you need matzah shmur. For mitzvah's matzah, the first night of Pesach, you have to have matzah that was had shimur l'shma. That's the pshat. That's the Mishnah. That's the end of our Mishnah. The chalos teder who kikin ozer, you can't use them for Pesach night for the seder because they weren't made l'shma. They were made for another mitzvah, not for mitzvah's matzah. The halakha is shimur l'shma. What does shimur mean? Shimur means you have to watch it from becoming chametz. And you have to watch it from becoming chametz to l'shem mitzvah. So the Ramban, if you didn't have any water in there, it couldn't become chametz. If it can't become chametz, then where's the shimur? So it lacks in shimur l'shma, it's not shmur. By definition, it's not shmur. Now, in Hilchas Shmura, it's a chiddush in the Ramban, because I would have said, if not for the Ramban, I would have said it. What do you mean if it is Shmura? I watched it from having any water. That was the Shimur. I was guarding it from any water getting to it. It's not the Ramban's Ramban, no, but the Shimur that you need after Lisha is from it becoming. There's two Shimurs. There's the Shimur before Lisha, like Tzira. That's from water getting to it. That's from water in the Gemara. But then there's another Shimur after Lisha, after you made it into a dough. That's not to prevent water getting into it. You made lishah out of this water. That's a shimur that it shouldn't rise. My whole it's based on the sugis of we're not learning the sugis, but it's based on Ramban's understanding of the sugis over there that there's a halacha that besides the shimur that you have to guard the wheat from getting wet, there's a shimur that you should after you did the lishah to guard it from rising, and that requires shimur lishma. And if it can't rise because it's not made with water at all, so Ramban says it lacks in shimur. It's like a whole new thing now. Rabbi has introduced now a new theme into the discussion. So fine. So the sugis of Shmur Matzah we're not learning. But the Chayyur is a bam kasher here. It's a pella. So when the Gemara says that the Mishnah says that Eretz is no good, the Gemara says, why is Eretz no good? Since it's not bolu dechimutz, so we have a hekesh that anything is not bolu dechimutz. You're not going to see the mitzvah because the Torah said shivas yom teichel matzis. So whatever doesn't have the lap of leseichel of chametz doesn't have the mitzvah of shivas yom teichel matzis. It's a hekesh. Why do you need a hekesh? Forget the hekesh. We're talking about the first night. Oris. The problem with oris is only the first night. The rest of Pesach could eat oris doesn't take. So this din that oris is no good. We're talking about the first night of Pesach. The first night of Pesach for matzis mitzvah oris is no good. Where's it no good? Where's the shimon? Since oris can't rise, that's an empirical fact. Right? Chametz is an empirical fact. Oris doesn't rise. So if oris doesn't rise, it doesn't become chametz, so there's no shimur. So oris is no good because it's not shimur less. Why need anything else? Why do I need the hekesh? Ula Yeshleimer. I don't know if this is a Deutsch or not. Ula Yeshleimer. That in the Chalami. For Mitzvah's Matzah, I don't need the Hekesh. It's not Lishma. It's not Shmur. But I need the Hekesh. It doesn't mean it's not Lechem at all. nafkamina for challah. If the only reason why Irish wasn't good is because not shmur, then Irish would be chayim challah, because who cares? That's not from give your lechem. That would have nothing to do with challah. So me, the hekish, is telling me, no, Irish is not lechem at all, because it's hekish, not lechem at all. Nafkamina, for matz is not nafkamina, because it's not shmur anyway. But it's a nafkamina for challah. I don't know. So I'm not sure that's a tzedek or not. I could hear either one. Maybe that's a tzedek. More about it over here. Maybe it's not a tzedek. Maybe that's the emes. Maybe the hekesh is important to establish that Eir is not lechem at all. B'mkaymoy is tzedek or not. L'gabi mitzvah matzah tzedek or not. L'gabi Torah tells it to me that Torah tells me that it's not lechem, so you should know for other yodim it's also not lechem. I guess we'll stop here. Okay, I want to go on the base. Try to do as much of the base as you can. So maybe I can give somebody what we said first.